Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson.
Coalition of almost 100 American food and agriculture organizations called for the prompt confirmation of Doug McCaleb as the chief agriculture negotiator for the U.S. Trade Representative's office. In the letter to the U.S. Senate Finance Committee, the groups highlighted McCaleb's deep knowledge of the food and agriculture industry and his institutional, regulatory, and trade experience. The groups also noted that McCaleb has experience necessary to tackle some of the most pressing trade policy issues the industry is facing. John Bodie, the president and CEO of the Corn Refiners Association, says Doug McCaleb is an excellent nominee for the critical role of chief agricultural negotiator, especially as the U.S. needs to increase global trade and secure greater market access for U.S. products. May was another stellar month for U.S. agricultural export sales. Gary Crawford for the USDA has more.
We now have the complete ag export numbers for May, just over $17 billion worth of ag products in May, not the biggest U.S. export month ever.
But it was the highest May on record.
We'll take that. USDA economist and trade tracker Bart Kenner says May's number takes total U.S. ag exports for the first 8 months of this fiscal year up to
$136.5 billion, up 12%. From the same time last year.
A quick look at some commodities, how they're doing. Kenner says during the first 8 months of the fiscal year,
exports of wheat were $4.8 billion, up 7% from this time last year. Exports of corn were $14.1 billion, up 15%. Soybean exports were $26.8 billion, up 15%.
But while our export dollar values are up, actual volume of shipments is down. Corn down 8%, soybeans 5%, cotton down 12%, wheat shipments down by 25%.
After a slight volume decline last year, U.S. beef exports to Taiwan have returned for 2022. Joel Haggard, the U.S. Meat Federation Senior Vice President for Asia Pacific, says the increase started in 2021 when China was really hitting on all cylinders. But buyers in Taiwan that compete for the same cuts that China does hesitated just a little bit. Haggard says the speculation may have been that China's buying spree would cool off later in the year, which it didn't, and so they kind of got left out.
And then if you fast forward to early this year, I think they jumped in because, first of all, those buyers are very savvy. They're aware of the cattle cycle dynamics in the United States. And so they decided to jump in big and front loaded in terms of their buying. However, demand's good, even though they're going through their pandemic wave right now. The supermarket business is on fire.
This is Inside Agriculture.